Once upon a time, long time ago, a family named Christian. They were very happy because the town where they lived was not an ordinary town. You see, for as long as anyone could remember, everyone in the town had owned a special bag. And they were not ordinary bags because they contained creatures. Ooh. They were called warm fuzzies. And when these creatures were touched, they would blow themselves up and snuggle close to the person holding them, and they turned into giant stuffed animals, and they made everyone feel so very comfortable and secure. Oh, it was wonderful! People called them around anywhere that they went. There was only one problem. These creatures had a very short lifespan. Oh, that's too bad. But when they died, they would shrivel up and disappear. But, you see, because there were so many bags around, no one ever really thought about running out of warm fuzzies. So the strange creatures who gave everyone such happiness, they were shared freely. All anyone had to do was ask, and they were given more than they needed. One day, however, oh my, a slick salesman came to town. Oh boy. And everyone was so happy and secure that when given more than they needed, that this slick salesman, however, came to town, and they had no, was convincing the folks of they needed something, and they were not convinced. They felt they had no need of what he was selling. So he decided to fix that situation for him. And so when he knocked on the door of the first town house in town, he was welcomed warmly. Well, good to see you, Mr. Salesman, because it was a Christian home. Oh, when the salesman got inside, he went right to work. He asked John, the father, "Don't you realize what you're doing, John? Look how small, oh my, what small bags you are, what they have. With all those fuzzies being given away, you're going to run out. You're going to run out. You're going to run out. Because I notice they don't have a very long life expectancy. And you're using an awful lot of them, John." Oh my. John looked at his bag. Suddenly the bag did seem kind of small. Very small, in fact. "Mary," he said to his wife, "you know, maybe we better do something about this situation." So he asked the salesman, whose name was Diablos, "Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Salesman, who's looking out for our best interest?" This was the chance the salesman had been waiting for. He pulled out of his own brand of bag, and he said, "Here, this will work just fine." "Oh, thanks," said John. And John realized just how much he had needed some additional security. He finally understood what that salesman was trying to tell him, that once everyone ran out of warm fuzzies, their own bag would be useless. There was no way they could get any more because no one had ever known where they came from. John began to complain when his children continued to give warm fuzzies to everyone who asked. "Don't be so wasteful," John would tell them. The same attitude carried over to his wife Mary. And pretty soon the townspeople were all afraid because bad news traveled just as fast in those days as it still does. And everyone began to hoard their little warm fuzzies and to ask Mr. Diablos for his brand of bag, just in case. The Diablos bag looked the same in every way. But instead of containing genuine warm fuzzies, it contained only a cheap imitation. And when those creatures were held, they would also blow themselves up, but as they did so, they lost all their hair, exposing only their cold, rough skin. And people began to call them old pricklies. Well, in spite of the poor performance of these imitations, the fear in town of losing all the the warm fuzzies was so great that they satisfied themselves with a Diabolus poor substitution. And they soon found that if these imitations were not touched, they would keep their hair, would look just like warm fuzzies. So everyone kept them on display to remind themselves of the security and happiness that they once had in abundance. Any trouble? Once those memories are gone or being taken over, they can't be replaced, and they can't replace cold lives. And since warm fuzzies were becoming scarce and those who had them were hoarding them more and more, almost everyone in town was feeling insecure, very uncomfortable. In fact, it got so bad that pretty soon no one minded the cold pricklies anymore, and some were even beginning to use them just as they had the warm fuzzies. It didn't really matter, you see, because the townspeople had become about as cold and distant as they could get. And besides, they managed to convince themselves that cold pricklies were still better than nothing at all. Well, soon word reached the king of the land, and he was not happy, very upset, in fact, because he realized that the people had brought their condition upon themselves by believing the crooked salesman in the first place. But the king, he was a good king, loved his folks, and he didn't want his subjects to live the rest of their lives in such a bad situation, such misery. So he decided to send his son to reveal the origin of warm fuzzies. So when the prince, whose name was Josh, reached town, he too knocked on the door of the Christian home first. He wasn't welcomed warmly because John had become very suspicious. Chimes had changed. You see, the prince too carried a bag. John looked at it, and he didn't know whether this stranger could be trusted. The prince had to do a lot of persuading before he was invited to sit down. But the minds of the Christians were soon set at ease. The prince pulled out a real, authentic, warm fuzzy, and he gave it to John. Then he pulled out another warm fuzzy, and he gave it to Mary. And then he pulled out another warm fuzzy for each of the children. Aren't you afraid of running out of warm fuzzies? Asked John. I mean, after all, your bag is no bigger than our bags. Well, the prince smiled warmly. That salesman, he really gave a line to you, didn't he? And the prince said, look what I can do with my bag. And he proceeded to keep pull out warm fuzzies until the house was so full of them, there was no room to move around. Family, they were overcome. This is impossible, they said. We've never seen so many warm fuzzies. Truth is, the prince said, Dad, my father, he didn't tell anyone the source of the warm fuzzies, figuring that they would find out for themselves as they use them. You see, the warm fuzzies multiply as they're taken out of the bag. So for every fuzzy that is used, two more take their place. So there's never a chance of ever running out of warm fuzzies. The supply is endless. Prince said, my dad, my father, he had hoped that the whole land would be covered with warm fuzzies, but this town almost spoiled his plan. So with the demonstration from the prince's bag, the Christians were reassured, and they began to once again give warm fuzzies freely. And the townspeople, they were amazed at their faith in the prince's story. But the demonstration was so overpowering that they too were soon convinced that the prince was telling the truth. And soon, everyone in town was giving warm fuzzies as before. And their lives changed again. And all that greed and selfishness and jealousy and self-concern that had They've been brought into their lives because a salesman had created this racket. That too disappeared. Instead, town had finally learned the lesson of the warm fuzzies, that the more they gave, the more they received. And the more they received, the more they could give. I love that story. I'm guessing you've heard it quite a few times over the years, but it is such a great one. Okay, let me ask you. Did you figure out who all the characters in the story were? The prince was Jesus. The king was God. The slick, deceiving salesman, Diabolus, Satan. How about the warm fuzzies? Isn't that the love of God? And those cold pricklies? Oh, selfishness and greed. I hope if you've not heard the story, or even if you have, that you've been either learning or are reminded of what this story is all about. Perhaps you remembered simply that the good, how important the love of God is to all people. Perhaps the story reminded you of just how powerful the love of God can be to affect lives of people, both the giving and the sharing of God's love and the withholding of that love. Christmas, here we are, my friends. We can so easily become so busy that we lose our focus on the only thing that really matters. Jesus, right? Because Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus can get lost in the wrapping papers. I had my 3 kids and 7 grandkids for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It was a long 36 hours. It was wonderful, but... And as we opened the presents on Christmas Eve and again on Christmas Day, the kids, there was wrapping paper everywhere. So that at the end of the evening, when they're opening their presents and having all this paper around, they started digging through the paper because, where did my present go? What happened to it? They lost it. And they go, come on, guys. Well, you know, Jesus can get lost in the wrapping paper and the pumpkin pie and the blinking lights. Wouldn't that be a shame? Well, to all of us on this Sunday after Christmas, the Lord tells us, I've loved you. I've loved you so much, I gave my only son, so that whoever believes on him will not die, but will be given new life, will be given eternal life. My friends, God has no tricks. There's no small print at the bottom of some contract. He's not a slick salesman. No fake cold pricklies. He loves you, and he wants to share heaven with you and for all of his loved children. He wants to see you move from where you are, perhaps, to the forgiveness and freedom that he wishes to give you. Why? Because he loves you. I'm going to wrap things up with a little story about an American soldier. It's a tough time for a lot of those folks that are in the military, away from their loved ones and homes, and they sit wherever they are and think, I sure miss my family and I love them. Well, there's a story about an American soldier who had been overseas for quite some time. And when he was stationed abroad, he received a box, care package kind of thing. And it was a box of home-baked Christmas cookies from his wife. Oh, that felt good. Now, if you've ever been in the service and you know what it's like to be away from loved ones, you know that such a care package is more precious than gold. Well, as he looked at all the bounty that was in that box, the soldier noticed that while some of the cookies looked delicious, others were kind of strange. You know, they were kind of thick, and some of them looked a little lumpy, some of them a little bumpy. Knowing that his wife was not much of a baker, the soldier made a quick decision. He would eat the good-looking cookies and give the rest to his buddies. Kind of a double duty. Mistake. You see, later that day, whenever he got near his pals, his buddies there, that he had given some of these bumpy, lumpy cookies to, to kind of exchange knowing looks and had a tough time not laughing as the soldier kind of walked by. Well, the soldier, he couldn't figure this out. He took some serious investigation before one of the soldiers that had received the lumpy bumpy cookies that he had given to him shared the secret of why they were laughing. Apparently, it seems the soldier's wife, wishing to do something special for her beloved, had baked some fairly personal love notes into some of the cookies. Yeah, you guessed it. The thick and lumpy and bumpy cookies eaten by his friends, they also were reading the notes that was meant for him alone. The soldier had rejected the very special gift of love, and it was a decision he regretted. Well, today, my friends, through God's word to us, seen in this message, the Lord is sending you a personal message of love and salvation. The human eyes, God's great gift of grace, his undeserved love for us, may not look like much. Baby in a manger, a prisoner on a cross, an empty tomb. But those are God's message of love, those lumpy, bumpy bits of love. Those are his warm fuzzies to you. So hopefully, if you're a Christian and feel good about it, hang in there, keep it going. And if Christ isn't really part of your life, maybe this Christmas is a good time to remember that God's warm fuzzies are meant for you. And they're meant to bring you joy and peace and a life that goes on forever, making it through these days that we live in now. And I can pretty well guarantee you won't regret it. So don't settle for this poor invitation of a real thing either in our society and culture. They're pushing all kinds of stuff at us. Nah. This Christmas, my friends, may each present you get be wrapped in warm fuzzies of genuine love. May each bite of Christmas dinner be served on a platter of warm fuzzies. And may each greeting that you give received in the stores, schools, offices be shared with warm fuzzy of a smiling face and caring tone in your voice. And may the time you spend with people that you care about be caressed with the warmth of God's love. Because very simply, as God first loved you, so may you experience that love and then share that love with others. You won't run out. The King promises. Amen.